mean, obviously, if I was going to pick them out, I wouldn't have picked the one. But with not only nine horses in there and run a mile and 3/16, with a rider like Joel, he's going to figure out what to do. And, you know, he'll have him in the right spot.
The size of the field, that it really reduced the importance of the hole?
Oh, I think so. You know, and you start straight. You know, at Churchill and the Derby, where they make such a big deal, it's sort of catty-cornering a little bit. You know, here it's a pretty straight shot. And, you know, we got the one, and I don't think it's that big of a hindrance. And, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I think so. You know, I think so. I'll get her settled down. She'll be fine.
No worries at all.
Well, I mean, as I said, I'm not sure I would have picked the one out of there, but I'm not going to, you know, if it had come out the one in the Derby, you know, I almost felt like you need to go home, but I don't feel that way here.
Any other persons out of the draw that you saw? The parting of the four, Titletown 5-3?
No, I mean, I think, you know, with Golden Sense with the two, you know, it probably forces her hand a little bit. You know, we'll just see what some of the others do. I mean, Titletown is probably going to show some speed coming off a mile race. And, you know, I think the field will spread themselves out to where, you know, we'll be able to get in position and do what we want to do.
Chuck, what was going through your mind as you were waiting for orders to be called there during the process?
I was probably thinking, I hope I get one of those outside numbers and not the one. But, you know, really I wasn't nearly as worried about it this time as I was, you know, last 2 weeks ago.
I don't see that much of anything is worrying you right now after the run of the Derby and the way he's come back from it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited about that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoon. You know, we've got an even money shot in the Preakness, and, you know, what more could I ask for?
One more Phoenix news, right? Close.
Well, I hope it didn't, Jerry. I mean, you know, who knows if something happens. You know, he gets crushed leaving there or something, you know. But as of right now, I'm not going to let it worry me.
With the Titletown and the Golden Sense 2 and 3, I would think the speed's going to be out there for you.
I think so. I think it'll spread out, you know, and to where, you know, we'll get a clear, get where we want to go around the first turn. And, you know, with Joel riding him, you know, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Did you think even money was about the right spot for you, the price for that on the morning line?
Yeah, yes, I did. You know, I thought that, I mean, I've seen it in the papers bounce around at even money 4-5. You know, I might have been a little bit surprised that, you know, he's even money. The next shot, the second choice is 5-1. You know, that's a pretty good spread. You know, we'll see what the public does. But, you know, as I've always said, I wish everything I ran was even money or the favorite, because they got something on, you know, on their line that makes them that way. And, you know, Orb's that way too, so.